Amitabha as he sits on his lotus. In one way, he's a curious mixture in the way he's dressed. He wears the robe of a monk, but it's not a sort of a dirty robe made up of bits and pieces found on refuse heaps, which the Buddha himself and which the monks traditionally wore. Rather, it's a robe made of the most precious silks, woven with the most beautiful threads. So it's the most sort of exquisite, diaphanous silk and material. So at one and the same time, the Buddha is a monk, one who has given up everything, who has nothing. And at the same time, he's a king, he's a ruler, he's a conqueror, a jinnah, who has everything. So in this figure, with wearing this rich robe, we have this coming together of the man of nothing and the man who has everything. The king and the beggar come together in the jinnah, in the conqueror. This is true of all the jinnahs. I just bring it out tonight in talking about Amitabha. And then the begging bowl. Now the begging bowl, which sometimes in some representations of Amitabha, just rests gently on those meditating hands. The beggar, well, again, the monk, the beggar, it indicates an attitude of complete openness to life, you know, of receptivity. One simply accepts what life brings, and one doesn't grasp at anything or seek after anything for oneself. One simply accepts what comes. Traditionally, the Buddhist monk, doesn't ask for his food. You know, in the guidelines the Buddha gave to his monks as they went out on their begging rounds was that they should go to the village. And he also urged them they didn't just go to the houses of the richest people who they knew they'd get, you know, good grub from straight away. Rather, you know, he told them to go just to the first house they came to and just stand there silently at the door with their begging bowl until they were noticed. And accepting whatever was given, they would then go on to the next house and then to the next house until they had enough to eat, and then they would just go away and take that. And they would never ask, you know, they didn't sort of bang on the door and say, "Hi, anybody in there? How about a bit of food for a poor monk?" They simply stood there and waited till they were noticed and, you know, either given something or told to go away. So In the begging bowl, we have a symbol of this attitude of tremendous openness, acceptance, ungraspingness. This just readiness to, as it were, take life as it comes, not wanting to sort of make it into other than what it is. And again, this is an attitude we can bring to our meditation. You know, the begging bowl sits on the meditating hands. We can bring to meditation as well, this attitude of openness, acceptance, this ungrasping attitude that allows this organic unfoldment, that doesn't try and sort of manufacture higher states of consciousness or manufacture some sort of spirituality, but rather engages with this, that doesn't try and make things happen, but is prepared to just, as it were, let go of the old habits, let go of the old grasping, and allow something quite new to come into being. So again, yes, this mysterious coming together of the king, the ruler, the conqueror, the jinnah who has everything, and the beggar who has nothing.